Students at the Georgetown Secondary School are celebrating this morning after taking second place in the Caribbean Community CARICOM Agriculture High School video competition. The CARICOM Secretariat, in collaboration with the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture, AICA, recently hosted the video competition to give students a chance to showcase the vital role agriculture plays in their community, country, and the region. Science teacher at the Georgetown Secondary School, Makisha Bob Peters, tells NBC News the students are very proud and elated by the announcement.
Well, they are very proud and they're very elated. They were inquiring all the time what they came, because I guess they felt confident and they really enjoyed the experience. So the students are very happy.
Bye. Bob Peters says they decided to enter the competition to get a chance at winning the prize money due to the school's needs and agriculture program.
When we saw this video, because of our needs that we have at the school, the prize money kind of motivated us to participate in this video, because we have limited resources at the school in terms of tools and also seedlings and so on. So we decide to participate in this program so that we can better improve our agricultural program.
She says the school encouraged sustainable farming practices, especially because of the harmful negative effects of climate change.
We also stress the need for the importance of sustainable agriculture practices, especially how we have climate change and we are experiencing the negative effects of climate change right now in St. Vincent. We just had the very violent hurricane and we are also now coming out of a volcanic eruption. And this community is actually nestled in a farming area. This is a farming community where agriculture used to be a big thing, even when banana was gold. So we would encourage other schools to get their children or their students participating in agricultural programs, because there are opportunities out there and they can seek assistance from the Ministry of Agriculture. And after all, the prize money is good.
Science teacher at the Georgetown Secondary School, Makisha Bob Peters. Agriculture science teacher Juanique Osorio Daniel says the program has encouraged students to become more involved in agriculture sciences.
So I was the research assistant at CARI on the Sweet Potato Project, and it is something that I am passionate about, you know, research in agriculture. And when I got employed here in September, I brought, you know, that motivation to the school. And I'm so happy to be working with colleagues that are interested in the field and, you know, their team players as well. So that's, you know, because everyone is working together, you know, the students saw the hype and they want to go outside. Even, you know, my integrated science students and math students, they would also go out and take part, you know, with whatever weeding, planting, fertilizing. So the competition also boosts, you know, the agriculture interest, because we have students that are not doing agriculture at the moment and they want to do the subject.
Agriculture science teacher Juanique Osorio Daniel. The school won $1,300, which will go towards its agriculture program. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.